Is Jesus being harsh here? He says to the one leper who returned, all 10 were healed. Where are the other 9? Is he being harsh here? AITA, is he the jerk here for expecting them to return? If you could go and interview the other 9, you can go up to him and just say, sir, you just recently were healed of leprosy. Your body was eating itself. You couldn't go around any other people. You were basically walking around a dead man, and you were healed. But we just want to know, no judgment, we just want to know why. Why didn't you return? Help us understand. If you could go and you could interview those other 9, do you think any one of them would say, if you asked them, were you even grateful? Do you think any of them would say, nah, I wasn't grateful at all. He can go kick rocks. No. You'd probably have the one you're asking, he'd say, are you kidding me? I'm so grateful. My whole life has been saved. I've been healed of this torment. I'm so grateful. But, I mean, I don't need to go back and tell him to show how grateful I am. If you could interview each one of these 9 former lepers, and upon hearing their excuses, because I'm sure each one of them has a well-rationalized, you know, reason why they didn't come back, and upon hearing those excuses, would you then conclude, you know what? I mean, that makes sense. You know, in those circumstances, I probably wouldn't have been able to go back either. Some of the most shady and swindly people on the face of this earth are the taxi drivers in Rome. But the problem is, they're some of the most shady people. They're also the most entertaining at the same time. But there's this story which was passed down in the seminary in Rome of a seminarian who was coming back from his summer assignment in the United States. And he flew into the airport in Rome, and the taxi driver picked him up. And as they were driving, the taxi driver asked him, you know, are you a priest? Because he had his clerics on. The seminarian said, no, I'm a seminarian. I'm studying to be a priest. And the taxi driver, he goes on, he says, oh, my whole family is Catholic. My nephew, my godson, he was baptized. He was baptized by Cardinal Fettuccini. And this new pope, oh, I love him. I love him. He's wonderful. And so the seminarian got excited. And he asked him, what's your parish in Rome? Because, you know, there's thousands of churches in Rome. Which one do you belong to? Che cosa la tua parrocchia? And the taxi driver is confused. He's like, parrocchia? Che cosa? The seminarian said, oh, like on Sundays, where do you go to Mass at? Taxi driver is like, la domenica, ogni domenica, la messa. And the taxi driver tells him, he's like, sono cattolico, non fanatico. I'm Catholic, I'm not a fanatic. It's a true story. This account in the gospel, which is not a parable, it's an account which took place. The apostles witnessed, and they handed it down and was recorded in the gospel. This account, on the surface level, on the skin deep level, is about just simply gratitude. And if that's all this account was about, how great and how needed that is. How much you and I need more gratitude in our life. How important it is. And 100% we need gratitude because it's the key that unlocks joy in life. But this gospel, it's only about simple gratitude on the surface level. There's so much more than that which Jesus is giving us in this account. In our modern age, we tend, in our individualism, to take something and to make it just about ourselves. So I hear this account, and I'm like, I need to be more grateful in my life. Absolutely, 100%. That is completely true. But throughout the entire history of the church, the saints and the church fathers who have read this gospel passage, they've understood it to be speaking about something bigger than just me, bigger than just you. They've understood it to be this picture of the church, which is you and me, but it's something much bigger. And they know that this, yes, is an account about gratitude, but it's about a very specific gratitude, a very specific act of gratitude, which is the worship of God. All of humanity was dead in sin. Leprosy represents humanity dead in sin. That you're walking around, you look alive, but you're living dead. Your body is eating itself and decaying already. All of humanity is dead in its sin. And Jesus, he heals these 10 lepers. They represent the church, those who have been healed. And when you hear of the lepers, they would always think of Naaman, the leper who was healed by being plunged into water. Through the waters of baptism, all of us have received the eternal healing of God. But the one leper of all the 10 is the one that returns. And what is he doing? What's he doing when he returns? He is healed, and realizing that he has been healed, he returns to Jesus, glorifying God in a loud voice. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest. He falls on his knees at the feet of Jesus. And then he thanks him. The Greek word there is eucharistia. Eucharistia. A very specific thanks. He gives thanksgiving to God. He enters into this eucharistia. And at the end, Jesus tells him, stand up and go. What he is doing, everyone, is what we are doing right here, right now. That the one who healed us in his goodness to us has also given us the way that he desires for us to give thanks to him. To worship God. So I return to the question, is Jesus being harsh here? Is he the jerk? Because he's revealing both his heart and the hearts of those 10 lepers, which is all of our hearts. He's revealing his own heart, that what he desires and what he expects is all who have been healed to return and to join in this eucharistia, to join in this giving thanks and worship to God. Because Jesus isn't just about going around and handing out healings for the sake of it. You get a healing! And you get a healing, and you get a healing. Go ahead, enjoy your healings. No, everything he does is because he is trying to draw our hearts back to him, even the healing that he brings and everything that he brings to our lives, both the suffering and the bad, is to draw our hearts back to him so that he might have our hearts and our entire being, our whole lives, that we might return to him. And he's revealing that this is what his heart is desiring and expecting. And he reveals the hearts of the nine, something of the healing through no fault of Jesus's, something of the healing they received only went skin deep. It didn't sink somehow into their hearts. Only the one, the beautiful heart of the one leper who returned, where the healing he received went deeper. It went to the depth of his heart. Not returning because, oh man, now I'm a blot. Now I gotta go back and thank him. It's my obligation. Oh, it's a burden. I gotta go back and thank him again. No, instead, his heart is so moved and impelled and overflowing with gratitude that it returns to God and it gives worship to him. And so it is in our own hearts. It's meant to be that we're drawn here out of gratitude and we give worship because of the healing that we recognize he has given to us. When I was a very young priest, I used to, on Fridays every other week, do communion calls to the homebound in a big parish in Bismarck. And there was this one lady who I would bring communion to in her home. And I'd ask her, how you doing this week? Because she was going through all sorts of really awful physical suffering. Really painful. And she would always say, God is so good to me. God is so good to me. I want to come to him, but even when I can't, he comes to me. She explained, she said, all I want to do more than anything is to be able to go to Mass. She said, that's my greatest suffering, is I'm not able to go to Mass like I used to be able to. But then she said, that suffering, I offer it for those who don't want to go to Mass, that they might return. I wanted to give her the biggest hug. Because within her heart is this gratitude that Jesus' heart longs for, that he desires the heart of the one leper that returned to him. And because of that, it's always been in my memory. It's helped me always when I come to celebrate Mass to do so with a heart of gratitude. What return shall I make to the God of all who has been so good to me? I shall return to him. I shall glorify him. I shall fall at his feet and give Eucharistia to him, to give thanksgiving, which is what we are doing right here, right now.